More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, we hope to have with us this next hour Major Doug Rocky. He actually has a PhD. We could call him Dr. Rocky, but I think he wants to be known as a doctor. He's not a medical doctor, but he certainly knows more about depleted uranium than most people, having been assigned by the military back in the period immediately following the first Gulf War to decontaminate many of American vehicles, tanks, certainly of armored personnel carrier and other vehicles that have been contaminated by being hit by friendly fire. Well, what they found is they couldn't contaminate. They decontaminate these vehicles. There was no way to decontaminate them, and they had to be actually buried. That was the only way to stop the contamination. And, of course, depleted uranium is a very dangerous substance. It is not depleted at all. What it is solid uranium-238 that has a little bit of 235 in it. And basically, by depleted, they mean actually that the uranium had the uranium-235 actually removed from it, so it could be used for radioactive activity. But the 238 remained, and it is radioactive. It gives off a lot of alpha and beta waves. And, of course, it can produce a contamination for, hundreds of millions of years. But, you see, the military wants to use these products because what's the purpose of the military? It's to kill people and destroy things. And there's no better military weapon than depleted uranium because it'll just melt its way through the steel and destroy tanks. It'll destroy armored personnel carrier and kill everybody inside. And so they don't want to give up using it. And so they deny, of course, what all of the records show. Now, we actually have an excellent DVD. If you haven't seen it, it's called Beyond Treason. It was put out by our good friend Joyce Riley. And, of course, it also features Major Doug Rocky. It's one of the most powerful DVDs I have ever seen. That's Beyond Treason. And you'll actually see Dr. Rocky there talking about, of course, his experience dealing with depleted uranium and how they've done everything they could to try to get the information out. And everything is being done to suppress the information. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'd love to hear from you if you have a question or call. Because, of course, we haven't been able to get through with the Dr. Rocky, his line is busy. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we strongly recommend Joyce Riley's excellent, very professionally done DVD, Beyond Treason, because not only has Dr. Rocky and many other experts on depleted uranium will tell you how we're not only killing our own people, contaminating them, but how we're contaminating the people over there in Iraq and Kuwait and the surrounding areas. And they all know about it. You're just never going to hear this mentioned in America, because we have freedom of the press. And freedom of the press means that when you own the press, why, of course, you can censor any news you want to, and that's exactly what they're doing. Anyway, of course, we hope that if you're out there in the listening audience, you'll give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And you don't have to talk on this subject. We can talk about whatever you'd like to. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, we're, of course, talking about depleted uranium. If you get that DVD, Beyond Treason, or you'll get a CD-ROM along with that, with hundreds of pages of government documents on the toxicity of depleted uranium. They know what they're doing. They're simply killing our own men. And, of course, they are killing the people over there in Iraq. And, of course, the contamination will remain for literally hundreds of years. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call, please, right here at Radio Liberty.
Are you as prepared physically and spiritually as you can be for the uncertainties of 2008-2009? This is Elizabeth Border. You can request a free sample newsletter tracking the police state, both the Protestant and Roman Catholic signs of the great falling away. Just write your request to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609. You can hear our internet program on the Classy Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, 6 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. You can also hear it on shortwave Friday evenings on 5070, 7 p.m. Central. You can hear us on Saturday and Sunday evenings after Dr. Stan on Rick's satellite. Sometimes Sally Lou and Pat Hockett will slip out of American Babylon to satirize, entertain, and yes, teach you in parable form. If you love the Republic, that old, beautiful America, be sure to tune in to the Divided Kingdom.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
The generators. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Steve calling from Pennsylvania. It's got to be open lines because we haven't been able to get through to Duck Rocky. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Steve was basically saying that close to where he lives, they're putting something called pink sand and of course they're putting it into the these incinerator plants, and of course they then they spew their smoke out over the area, and they're having other sites both in the United States and in Europe monitor where the pink sand comes out. Now, do we know what's in the pink sand? Is it anything there, or is it just silica that's colored pink? Do you know?
No, it's a marker substance.
All right, fine.
It's a marker.
And they've done this sort of thing in the past. Certainly, they sprayed here on the West Coast in the 1950s and 1960s with a bacteria just to find out what was going to happen. It just so happened that the bacterium was pathological, and a number of people at Stanford actually became extremely ill, and several of them died. But they could not let the American people know that story. If any of you doubt that this sort of thing goes on, we have a report that came out from the Veterans Administration. We call it the Rockefeller Committee Report because it came out over the name of Stephen Rockefeller. It came out in 1994, and of course it basically told about the spraying and all of these macabre experiments they're doing on the American people, and many of them create great harm. But they've suppressed this information. In fact, I talked to the woman who actually did that report, asked her to come onto our radio program, and she was quite frankly afraid to. But at least a report is out there. We recommend it to you. You can get it from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. Well, you know, Steve, we've interviewed a fellow from London, London or Birmingham, I'm not quite sure which, but he is a physician who's been studying what's been going on in Great Britain, where, of course, they have a number of these incinerator plants. And if you live downwind from one of these incinerators, where they're burning all sorts of toxic substances, why, of course, your incidence of degenerative neurological disease, multiple sclerosis, autism in the children dramatically increases, and upwind from the plants, it's not a problem. And, of course, she tried to get this information out in Great Britain. They wouldn't let it out. I mean, you couldn't let the people know you were poisoning them. So, basically, we put it out here in the United States and on a number of our programs. Hopefully, some of the word got over to Great Britain. But I share your concern. I mean, why would they be wanting to know where the red sand came down? Why? Because they could do all sorts of things to destroy our population. And what is so difficult for people to believe is that there really are people at the highest levels of our government who have a different worldview, who honestly believe that there are too many people in the world and they ought to be eliminated. And they really, today, well, we can see the dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer as they suppress cancer treatments, as they do everything they can to suppress Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, which is specific for children with brain cancer. They don't care if those kids die. Brzezinski isn't allowed to treat them until they've already fried their brain with radiation and destroyed their immune system with chemicals. And if you haven't heard our 4-tape set on the Brzezinski breakthrough, that's the Brzezinski breakthrough. Why we recommend it. We recommend it very strongly to you. And the Fitzgerald Report, which is on our website, there's so many treatments for cancer. We have a 4-tape set on Laetrile that they're suppressing in the United States. Because as Dr. Richard Day told an audience back in 1969, when he addressed a group of physicians, and we cover this in a wonderful 4-tape set, probably one of the most shocking 4-tape sets we've ever produced, called The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians. As Richard Day, Dr. Richard Day, formerly medical director of Planned Parenthood, said, there are too many people in the world, they're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And how anybody, you know, could be a physician and think there's nothing wrong with people dying of cancer unnecessarily, I will never know. But I share your concern, Steve. Once again, let's put our telephone number out. We would look forward to your calls if you're out across America. It's open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And since we don't have Doug Rocky, we'll be glad to hear from anybody out there. Steve, I mean, certainly I share your concern. What can be done about it, though?
Well, I really don't know, but there's a lot of Americans that are putting our trust into Doug Rocky that he will follow the contaminated soil that came from Iraq. Why would they bring it back all the way back to the United States? Why would they put it in 25-pound bags, okay, unless it was to be disseminated somewhere? And we trust and we pray that Doug Rocky will do the right thing and that we can get him on the air, and that he will follow this black sand, because there is a purpose to this coming back to the United States.
I mean, this
unfortunately,
is
the American people don't know what the outcome will be.
Well, I think it's important, Steve, that you let the people understand what you're talking about. Apparently, the government of Kuwait was furious because we had contaminated so much of the land over there with our depleted uranium shells and artillery and bombs and things like that, that they demanded that they do something to decontaminate the land. So instead of just simply making a great big deep hole and burying it over there, they packaged it up and they brought it back to the United States.
25-pound bags, it's going to be put somewhere.
Well, supposedly it's going to be buried someplace in Idaho, but how do we know that? How do we know that these wicked and evil people who create wars for no reason at all and send our boys off to fight and bleed and suffer and die in wars that we're not trying to win. We're not trying to win in Afghanistan. How is we're financing the Taliban? I mean, where does Taliban get their money? From the Pakistani intelligence. Where does the Pakistani intelligence get their money? From the Pakistani government. Who's funding the Pakistani government? Why, your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Just as we sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, as we were financing the Russians, we were financing the North Vietnamese, we were financing the Viet Cong. It's like deja vu all over again. But
Dr. Stan, and keep on Doug Rocky. We're counting on him.
Well,
nobody else going to track this if he doesn't. Dr. Stan.
Thanks very much for calling, Steve. Appreciate it. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think Steve's point is a very valid one. Why are they putting this pink sand in there? And he says that he was told because they're going to use something else and they just want to know where it's going to land. That's exactly what they did, of course, back in the 50s and 60s when they were spraying the West Coast here to find out where this special bacteria went, and they kept telling us it wasn't pathological. And then, of course, when people got sick at Stanford University and died from this very bacteria that I think was called erogenes that they sprayed, why, of course, the lawsuit was brought, and it actually got in court, but the judge wouldn't allow any information to be brought out. Why? Because it was top secret. I mean, the government said, you know, it would certainly endanger, you know, the safety of America if the people ever knew what had really happened. And so it's been kept a secret all this time. But we do have the information. It's in the Rockefeller Committee report that came out of the Veterans Administration. I recommend this to you very strongly. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, the Rockefeller Report really, of course, was dealing with the Gulf War, pointing out, I think it was about 40% of the wives of the veterans who came back from the Gulf War with the Gulf War illness, 40% of the wives were coming down ill. That's a frightening number. Actually, according to the Regal Report, Senator Regal's report, why it was 70% of the wives, but an awful lot of the wives are contracting the disease from their husbands. So the Gulf War illness was communicable. But, of course, they couldn't let the American people know that they'd unleashed another epidemic on the public. So, I mean, and there's so many things that they're doing. The new diseases out there, the new cancers out there, treatments are being suppressed. We, of course, have the AIDS epidemic. Over 600,000 Americans have died of this senseless epidemic, and of course the majority of them are black, because of course they have a total disdain for black people, and in fact they have a genocidal program for the black people, but they can't let the American people know that, because most people are good, and certainly they would be highly incensed to realize that our government is targeting blacks, but almost half, not quite half, of the people who have a HIV disease or AIDS in the United States are black. And here, because the blacks make only 10% of the 13% of the population at most. And certainly, between the blacks and Hispanics, of course, they make up the vast majority of the AIDS cases in America, the ones who've died. And, of course, the epidemic is far more prevalent in Africa there, partly because, of course, the disease is designed to actually hit blacks, and partly because, of course, it's a much more virulent form of disease over there. We have to understand we do not have an AIDS epidemic. We have about 8 different HIV epidemics. Calling an AIDS epidemic is done just to confuse you. They're all the various subtypes of the HIV virus. There's a different one in Africa. than the one they have in the United States and in Europe is different from the one that they have in Thailand. Where did all these different epidemics come at the same time? Well, some people think they came out of the same laboratory, just simply different epidemics were spread in different regions. And the government spent hundreds of millions of dollars creating new diseases. How do we know? Well, because the CIA ordered the destruction of the records on this, but some of them survived in university libraries, and we actually have copies of the special virus cancer report that was a byproduct of the Central Intelligence Program to create new diseases. Came out, of course, the funding from the military, the Congress back in 1969. And those of you who have never read the testimony by Dr. David MacArthur, we were fortunate to have that. We offer that. Dr. MacArthur's testimony before the House Appropriates Committee in 1969, asking for $10 million so they could form a new disease, an entirely new disease, for which there'd be no immune response. And many people thought this was to be a new means of mass killing, but they wanted the money anyway. And it is a new means of mass killing, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what AIDS is all about. It is not HIV. The virus, certainly, but it's associated with the mycoplasm. And who has, of course, the patent on it? Why, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology has a patent on the mycoplasm fermentis. It's genetically modified, and it's in most of our AIDS cases. The fact you're not hearing about that simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Our telephone number, since I have nothing available and nothing planned, we look forward to hearing from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
But we do know, those of you who have not yet read our the book which we carry called See No Evil, See No Evil, Why. We actually have the author, Robert Baer, CIA agent, 25 years, quoting one of the highest-ranking CIA officials, you'll see this in the book, saying, when the dust finally clears after September 11th, the American people will realize what happened was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph of intelligence. And, of course, 3,000 Americans died. So the intelligence agencies felt this was a triumph. How could that be a triumph? Why, because it was going to get us into the war. How else would you manipulate the American people into being willing to go into a war? They knew exactly what was going to happen. If you haven't read our little pamphlet entitled The True Story of 9-1-1, And, of course, it gives you the writings of Richard Haass, who today is the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. But in 1996, he was prophesying everything that was going to happen, how we were going to have to give up our freedom, how there's going to have to be a lot more surveillance, how we're going to have to be long lines at airports and long lines to get into federal buildings. It was all planned ahead of time. They knew exactly what was going to happen. They knew the attack was going to be coming. And what did they do to prevent it? Absolutely nothing. I mean, if they knew an attack was coming, wouldn't you expect that they would want all the pilots armed and the people on board, the crew, prepared for a terrorist attack? And yet, within 2 months of the attack, they took all the weapons away from the pilots, because many of the pilots had weapons at that time, and of course they were taken away from them. Why? So there would be no defense if the hijackers tried to take the planes. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. We've got Richard calling from Portland, Oregon, but our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's going to be open lines because our regularly scheduled guest, we can't seem to reach him. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I just called your show just a little while ago. I hope I am not...
No, that's all right. We want callers, and since my voice is giving out, so you called the last hour. We're good to have you on this hour. Go ahead.
Well, I do have something to bring to your attention, which I think is extremely serious, that's going on in Oregon. It has to do with an initiative that's going to be voted on this fall. And the initiative states that anybody who wants to vote in Oregon has to be a U.S. citizen. In other words, they have to go through all of the things that determine a person as a U.S. citizen, like take out a Social Security card or declare that they're a U.S. citizen on their bank application, and these other things that typically tie a person into the federal government. But anyway, this initiative requires people wanting to vote in Oregon will have to be have to declare they're a U.S. citizen.
But don't you think that would you want illegal immigrants voting in our elections, Richard? Isn't there some rationale to make sure that people are who they say they are?
Well, see, this is the way that people have fallen into this trap. The people who have proposed this initiative have felt that this is a way to make sure that voters are not illegal aliens, but yet this whole idea of a state citizen, the people who make up the body politic and who founded the state, is just being swept under the carpet. These people who are, you know, the real free citizens are being totally forgotten about, and everybody's going to be part of the federal jurisdiction.
Well, wait a minute now. This, you didn't say anything about federal jurisdiction. I mean, basically, this is a state initiative, and certainly, what would you do to keep illegal immigrants from voting?
Well,
what would you do?
What I would do is I would make sure the federal government is doing their job.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. It has nothing to do with the federal government. This is a state issue. So what would you do as a state citizen to the state of Oregon to make sure that illegal immigrants weren't voting? Wouldn't you think that they would have to have some sort of identification to make sure you were who you say you were?
Well, this is part of the problem again. The federal government has not required these people to get visas.
But we're not talking about the federal government. We're talking about the problem in Oregon. Yes, the federal government has been encouraging people to come in here illegally and even encouraging them to vote and not doing anything about it. But what is the state of Oregon going to do, you know, to make sure that the people who are voting are citizens and not voting four or five times?
Well, this is part of the question, and I have talked to people about this, and what needs to happen is when people come in to vote in Oregon, the elections office is saddled with the job of determining who is a proper voter.
And I think that's absolutely right. So you're in charge. I'm going to make you in charge of the voting office. What are you going to do, Richard, to make sure that these are voters, that they're who they say they are? They're not going to be voting half a dozen or a dozen times. You know, the old saying. And in Chicago, it's vote early, vote often.
Right.
And so what we need are honest elections. Don't you agree?
Well, I agree.
And don't you think we need to have only citizens voting, that we should not be allowed people to come in from other states or people to be paid to vote, just simply that corrupt politicians can win?
Yeah, I think state citizens ought to be able to vote in state elections,
right,
rather than requiring people to be U.S. citizens. But the elections office, who is supposed to determine who's a voter...
Yeah, but how can you be a citizen of Oregon and not a citizen of the United States?
Well, there's a lot of court cases that show that that can be the case, that people can be a state citizen without being a U.S. citizen.
Well, of course, you're getting into this whole idea of the U.S. citizen, or only the citizens that live in the District of Columbia. But I think from a practical point of view, we've got to do something to stop illegal immigration. I just don't want a federal ID card. I want this issue handled by the states. And I believe that, of course, we do have an issue that there are corrupt people out there that are encouraging illegal immigrants to register and vote. And there has to be some vehicle, and it's got to be an effective one. I'm not sure of the answer, but I think that we can't just sit by as the electoral process is destroyed. Of course, we're using the electronic voting machines. And the electronic voting machines are rigged. In fact, we've lost several national elections simply based upon electronic voting machines. Remember there, of course, in Ohio, where we had one voting machine, 800 people registered and 1,200 votes for George Bush. Only 800 people in the precinct. The explanation was the voting machine had a hiccup. Hang on there, Richard. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. It's open lines. Here's your chance to have your say.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Richard expresses a feeling of concern that everybody will be forced to become a U.S. citizen, yet, of course, to get a passport to be able to travel, increasing you're going to have to be a U.S. citizen. I don't know what the answer is, Richard. You just need to help us get the information out about the wicked people who are working within our government, whose loyalty is not to the United States, but to this dream, this globalist dream of a one-world government and a new world religion. That's why Christianity is under attack. That's why nationalism is under attack. That's why they're sending our boys overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die in the name of preserving freedom in Iraq while we're losing our freedom here at home. And, of course, these many of them coming back, fully two-thirds of them are ill in one way or another, and there'll be nobody to defend our freedom when it comes under attack here. A parting thought before I let you go, Richard?
Well, I just appreciate the chance having to bring this to your attention.
All right, God bless, and thanks so much for calling. And let's go to Bill, who's calling for Vermont. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We would have had a Major Doug Rocky, but his line keeps on being busy. And so anyway, we hope we'll be able to get him sometime again. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
This is a pleasure. Quite a privilege to speak with you, Dr. Stan.
I'm glad to have you with us.
I've been studying a lot of this stuff. I've been studying economics and banking essentially since 1985. And the previous caller is referring to the fact that in 1860, the United States government was put under martial law.
Right.
And for until 1871, in 1871, it changed, turned into a corporation. It was brought back under something called an act to establish a government for the United States.
And because before that time, of course, everybody was a citizen of their state. And the
and we were a confederation.
Right, right. And of course, the states were strong and the central government was weak. And one reason they contrived the Civil War was to strengthen the role of the federal government, because, of course, they were moving us towards a federal dictatorship. And once that was established, then they could begin merging us with all these other nations like Mexico and Canada. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and we're living under what is known as a de facto government, one in place of the original government.
Right. You're absolutely right. The Civil War was used, and the 13th and 14th Amendment were used to undermine the Constitution of the United States.
Most people can ask a local authority. I talk to lawyers. You know, I play in a band, and a couple of weeks ago I played for a whole group of lawyers, and they were like fans of my band. And I play songs like New World Order and A Dollar In, Dollar Out, How Does Interest Come About? And I cornered a bunch of these lawyers, and they admit that we're corporation citizens before the court, that the Constitution does not apply. We're living under what's known as the Uniform Commercial Code.
But because they don't want the American people to know what they've done, and yet all these hypocrites have the audacity, the people working for government and certainly our judges, to swear to uphold the Constitution, and they don't believe in the Constitution. They don't understand, of course, the whole idea of our government was to limit the power of government so men could be free. And the judges and the lawyers are going right along with this system. And, of course, it's only when you demand a constitutional trial that you're going to get any justice at all.
Well, we're never going to get out of this bondage with debt money at interest.
Right, you're absolutely right.
And when I found out that they extinguish it out of existence upon repayment, I realized that it was what the lawyers call an impossible contract.
Right.
And we should have some sort of a movement behind that, just like with the issue of the mortgages. The banks, if you get your lien on your house from the bank that's foreclosing your house, and there's a different name, the original name, and the new bank is trying to foreclose on the old name, they have no standing in the foreclosure.
This is what's
tricks finished. Are going on and on to bring us down to such a low level. Obviously, to merge us into the New World Order, North American Union, and make us accept their Amero.
Well, I think, of course, either the Amero or a new global currency, one or the other, basically what they want to do is destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. That's what it's all about. And this whole current financial scam was planned by people in the Federal Reserve who understood exactly what they were doing, as they were encouraging people who never could have afforded to buy a house to get the house with nothing down. In fact, some of them even got 10 or 15% in return for signing the papers. And so they got into these houses. They couldn't make the payments. They actually took their mortgages. They rolled them into these collateralized debt obligations. And these are collapsing all over the world. We're not only bringing our country down, we're bringing down the financial system of the whole world. And that's exactly what they want, because out of that will come chaos. And then, of course, will come a return to order. And the loss, of course, of the pensions and annuities and insurance policies and life savings of the majority of the American people. And people don't understand this is exactly what they intend. And out of the chaos, of course, will come the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader.
Well, Dr. Stan, I couldn't say it any better than that. But I appreciate you letting me speak on your show, and I just keep reading.
Have you, I'm sure you've read the Creature from Jekyll Island, haven't you?
Well, actually, what I started with was The Secrets of the Federal Reserve by Eustace Mullins.
Oh, yeah, Eustace is a great patriot.
And I moved over to The Debt Virus by Jacques Chacarin.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been reading in that vein, The Coming Battle. There's an Indian, Dr. Ravi Batra. Have you ever heard of him?
I don't know him at all.
He was the head of economics at Southern Methodist University. And I started reading him a while back, and he predicted right down to 1990 that the Soviet Union would collapse. And he said after the year 2005, the United States would be so corrupted that we would balkanize. So that may be what's about to transpire, a resistance in that kind of thinking.
Well, of course, the thing is, until the average American really understands what's going on, nothing is going to change. And people who keep talking about, oh, boy, good, we're going to have to take to the streets with our weapons are crazy, because they don't understand the average American is still solid behind the corrupt system that exists in Washington, D.C. They've been so conditioned they cannot recognize that there really are secret societies here. There really are powerful spiritual forces at work intent upon destroying this nation, because we were founded at least on the Christian principles of this nation. But, of course, the occult has been here since its inception, and now they are in total working control. And if you haven't actually heard my talk on the forbidden secret, and of course there's a syllabus that goes with that, it actually gives you the speeches by our current president, where he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm. He uses that phrase twice for emphasis. Who's the angel he's talking about? I mean, what does this have to do in an inauguration speech back in 2001? And there's just so much that is there, and we do hope people want to get that, to begin to understand the occult and secret forces and spiritual forces behind everything going on today. Because if you look at things logically, they just don't make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, the American people don't want to be over in Iraq. The vast majority voted for the Democrats, back in 2006. And the Democrats took over control of the House of Representatives. They took over control of the Senate. They held certainly the reins of power. And what did they do? They continued funding the war that the people don't want. And, of course, we're talking about expanding the war there, going to war with Iran. Oh, my goodness, we've got to do that. Why? They may be able to someday, 50 years from now, build an atomic bomb and attack New York City or attack Washington, D.C. That's why we've got to go after them. And, of course, everything's being done to get the Christian community. All sorts of books and talks and lectures and people out there saying how terrible the Muslim faith is. And I certainly don't agree with the Muslim faith, but I'm not going to hate the Muslims like they want us to any more than I want the Muslims to hate the Christians, like, of course, they're doing everything they can over there. Who funded this whole radical Islamic movement? It was the Central Intelligence Agency.
Yeah.
And
yes,
there's so much material on that that we have available for our listeners. You finance this radical Islamic movement. I mean, I'm not speaking you as such, Bill, but I mean, certainly our the United States Agency for International Development. spent $51 million on textbooks written in Arabic, pushing this radical form of jihad, telling people how they had to kill the infidels. Now, why would you plant those ideas in the minds of little Muslim children over in Pakistan and of course, in Afghanistan? And anybody who doubts that would be, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the article on the ABCs of jihad. The ABCs of jihad. We've created the best enemy money could buy.
Oh, yeah.
The people are going to wake up. And well, we've got to get the other people, Bill. I'm sure you know what's going on. It's just that so many people out there in the audience don't, they can't believe this sort of thing. And we've got to make them, and we're going to have to tell them right now, of course, we're going to war with Iran. I don't know whether it's sooner or later, but we're preparing for a war with the Muslim world. And when it comes, they're going to remember what you told them. That's all we can do. And we can tell them about the coming financial collapse and how the dollar is going to keep going down and down and how there's going to be a financial crisis in America. And we could see within a matter of a few months they could wipe out the life savings of so many good citizens and they're saving for their old age and you destroy the value of the currency. We've got to get them to begin to think about these things, at least to question, could it be true? And once they begin to read and listen, hopefully you can convince them and I can convince them.
Well, I'll tell you, Dr. Stan, I don't have a radio show. I write songs. I used to play a lot more. I'm 59 now. And during the day, I drive cab. And I break out congressional record. I have Wright Patman and, you know.
For our listeners, of course, Wright Patman was the chairman of the House Banking Committee for many years. He understood what was going on.
Oh,
he
yeah.
tried to tell the people. I remember talking to my congressman about him, and he said, oh, no, he's a radical.
If you believe in the Constitution, you're a radical.
Right, right. Because Wright Patman, they demonized him, they attacked him, eventually they got him on some trumped-up charges. Why? Because he wanted to tell the people, American people, what our banking system was doing and what the people who control the banking system was doing. Not that all bankers are involved, but the people who control Lehman Brothers, who control Goldman Sachs, who control J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley. They're all part of a cabal intent upon bringing about a one-world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. And, of course, once you understand the spiritual force that energizes these people, and you can tap into it if you want to, but at the cost of your eternal soul. That's what our message is all about. We're involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on an economic battlefield, and people don't understand that. They can't understand anything that's going on today.
Well, I'll be going, Dr. Stan, but I really appreciate talking to you.
God bless, and thanks so much for calling, Bill.
Oh, God bless you.
Bill from Vermont, and of course, he's on the front lines of this. If you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, and we'd love to talk to you about, well, whatever you'd like to talk about, because this is Open Line Monday. It wasn't meant to be, but we just haven't been able to get hold of Dr. Doug Rocky, who is supposed to be our guest, talking about depleted uranium and the danger of depleted uranium and raising the question why they're going to bring hundreds of tons of contaminated soil from Kuwait to the United States. Does that make any logical sense? Why not dump it out at sea? Why not bury it in Kuwait? Why would they bring hundreds of tons of contaminated soil, contaminated with depleted uranium, to the United States? That was what the first caller this afternoon, the question he raised. It's a very legitimate question. You have to understand that there are people who want to destroy the United States. They know, of course, the danger of the mercury fillings that you have in your mouth. They know, for instance, you'll vent more mercury from those fillings in your mouth in one day than you'll get from eating fish that contaminated with mercury for a single day. But they keep talking about the danger of mercury in fish, but they never talk about the danger of the fillings in your mouth. And you say, that can't be true. Well, go up on the Internet. You can check this out. I go to the International Association of Oral Medicine, IAOMT, International Association of Oral Medicine and and toxicology and get their material on the mercury fillings. You can actually see those mercury fillings bending, and they're doing that in your system every single day. They're poisoning the American people. This is they're poisoning our children and our elderly today with, of course, the influenza shots. The influenza shots don't do any good, so why are they encouraging people to take them? They don't know, of course, what the organism is going to be for influenza next year, so they guess at it, and they usually get it wrong. Well, let's go to Tom calling us from Pennsylvania, but we are poisoning the American people with mercury, and it's about time people began to look into this. Why do you think one in every 65 boys has autism or autism spectrum disorders? Remember, it's one in 160 children, but the disease is so much more prevalent in boys. It's one in 65 boys. One in every six children, according to the CDC, has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. They're destroying our children. You'd have to be awful evil to want to do that. But, of course, we're seeing this. We're actually sending mercury-laden vaccines all throughout the world to give to those little black children and little brown children. And we tell them, oh, we're from America. We're here to help you. Of course, we don't tell them that, of course, the mercury there will poison them, predispose them to cancer, destroy their fertility, not only in this generation, but subsequent generations. If you doubt that, you need to get the material put out by Dr. David Ayoub. It's called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And when you get that, it's a DVD, but, of course, you get a CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of research work. Get the information. Understand what's going on. We're in real trouble. Well, let's go to Tom, who's calling us from... Tom, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Tom, go ahead. Have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
About the money system. Right. I too, am a musician myself. And I found a lot of musicians seem to be aware of this. A lot of other people, I don't know why, for some reason, musicians seem to...
Well, I think probably they don't have as much education as a lot of these people in college who are educated far beyond their intelligence as I once was.
Yeah, they're probably indoctrinated. Right.
Right. So don't feel bad about it. You know, I'm glad that at least the musicians understand what's going on.
Okay, so here's my question. What happened to the antitrust laws?
They just don't enforce them.
Is it selective enforcement? Is that what it is?
Selective enforcement, right. If they want to get you, they'll get you. But, there are all sorts of trusts and cartels out there, and they just don't do anything about them.
In fact, they still are on the books.
Sure, they're still on the books, but it's like with so many laws, they do not enforce them. One reason, of course, that they got the price of oil up was because of commodity speculation. They just refused to do anything about it until the orders came down from the Bilderbergers and from the people who ran the oil companies to drop the price, to destroy competition, and that's really what's going on today.
Mm-hmm. So that's true. The oil companies, they collude to raise the price.
To raise the price, and then they lower the price to destroy competition. That's how you keep that's as old as John D. Rockefeller. That's what he did back 100 years ago.
That's totally against the law.
That's right. But then, who's going to enforce the law? When the government's controlled by people who have a different agenda, the individual has very little right, very little freedom. Hey, look, thanks very much for calling, Tom. Anything else?
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. And let's go to...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days? Well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner, and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly we hope you enjoyed our program. I always enjoy the open lines, although it's always a little worrisome when we don't have anybody calling in. Well, let me point out that the people who live along the shores of the Mediterranean Sea over there in Europe, most of them live a lot longer and a lot healthier than their contemporaries, and even though they have a lot of meat and butter and all those things we're told are so terrible for us, and the question is, why are the people who live along the Mediterranean so much healthier than the rest of us? And of course, many people think it's because they drink red wine, and there's a molecule there called resveratrol, which is a master molecule that actually mediates a number of genes in the human body. Well, anyway, of course, there's a product that we, Barbara and I, use called Longevinex, which is a resveratrol product. Of course, it's got a couple of other things. And at least many scientific studies suggest that it's even more effective in regulating the genes of the human body. We've taken it for years, and we were so sold on this, I contacted the producer and asked him if we could actually offer it to you through Radio Liberty, and he said no, but he'd make a special offer. And that is if you purchase 5 boxes of Longevinex at the regular price of $36.95 each, that's each for each box. Why, of course, and mention my name, Dr. Stan, you'll get an extra 5 boxes free. Now, of course, that's a lot to get. I don't know how long this offer is going to be available, but, I mean, it is the best deal you'll ever get. It's a half price for those, and, of course, you'll be helping us as well. So if you'd like to know more, call them at 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. And ask for the Dr. Stan special as far as Longevinex is concerned. All I can say is that Barbara and I have taken it for many years, and I really believe it helps, and so have many of our friends taken it. So then, of course, we want to mention some of the things we talked about today. We have an excellent DVD called The Forbidden Secret. It will take you into the spirits of forces working behind the scenes. That's the Forbidden Secret. And if you'd like to get any information on that, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. There's a syllabus that goes with that. We have, of course, another talk called The Planned Police State, and a syllabus that goes with that. Larry just did call in from Paso Robles talking about the DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. It's the story of the music industry. Do you ever wonder where some of these people who don't seem to have very much talent, and yet suddenly they're at the top of the charts, they're making countless millions of dollars, and then all of a sudden they just sort of burn out and they die? Well, you need to see this DVD because it's about the music industry, written by a man who was in the music industry until he realized he was demonically possessed. And he actually, of course, is a minister now. Certainly we know that Pastor Joe Schimmel's done a wonderful job. There's the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. He's also put out a couple of other DVDs, which we carry. But I like They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. I promise you, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again after you see those DVDs. And you can get the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And then, of course, we do hope that if you want to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, which will introduce you to this whole spiritual battle that's going on, you can get the DVD or you can get the book. I prefer the book simply because you'll have all the references. But you can actually go up onto our website of RadioLiberty.com and watch the DVD for nothing. Or if you buy it, you have our permission to copy it and disseminate it. To begin to introduce people to the fact that we're truly involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the fact that most people don't know that. The fact that most people don't know why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools. They know they took it out, but why did they take it out? Why, very simply, because the Masons, which is a secret society, controlled our Supreme Court, majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 for a period of 30 years between 1971 and 1941 and 1971. You can check this out on the Internet. Just Google in Masons Supreme Court, and you can check it all out. Or you can get our book, which is covered there. It's covered in the book we carry called the Behind the Lodge Door, and another one called Unholy Alliance. The material is there. You're never going to get this elsewhere. That's why Radio Liberty is important. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must...